motherfucker Budden Compton called a sucker. You are lied. At least that's what they tell me. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent, except for how fucking excited I am for season 3. Holy shit. Thank the light, everyone. I am your super stoked for visual media, Sadai, and this is my wolf brother.
And I will be here. My house smells like pee-pee, Sadai, because I have the puppy. So,
hey, sometimes life is life.
Hey, sometimes, dude, life, it's only been 6 weeks. It feels like it's been 6 months since we've recorded.
I know. I feel like I haven't talked to you for like fucking 8 years and like it hasn't been that long, but
it feels like a long time, everyone. We've been busy. We had the good old fashioned holidays. We had kids home from college. I'll let Justin tell you what he's been up to. But things are good, and like I said, I could not be more excited for the next. I love this podcast anyways. I don't want to pretend like I hate doing this podcast most of the time, but like I love doing it, and especially after season 3 getting pushed back from when I thought it was going to launch. Like, you know, if I had had my timeline right from the beginning, then I may have paced myself better. But I've been on a real roller coaster waiting for this, and I'm super excited too because I've been really putting off rewatching season 2 at all. Cause I was like, no, I want to save it for the rewatch because I don't want to be too rehearsed. And then, like I said, then I got psyched out for when season 3 was going to start. So I put off my season 2 rewatch and I threw on season 2 in the background while I was getting ready for this show. And it's going to be all new to me, especially with the fan edit. Like the recut of that is going
to
be
new. I did talk to him a little bit. He's pretty stoked for us to watch it. He does want to come on if we can make it work out.
Yeah.
Maybe like for the second one, because he was texting me a little bit. He's like, I moved a lot of stuff around. I think he might have even took your advice and took a few, maybe like deleted scenes, cut scenes. I'd have to like read it again. We were going back and forth on the X a little bit in private messaging, but he seemed pretty stoked about it. He seems pretty excited about season 3 too. So
yeah, we were
like,
both.
I haven't, you know, been rewatching or anything. It's like, I don't rewatch a lot of stuff anymore. I would if it was just up to me, but it's not. And it's just kind of like do my own thing right now. So.
Does Lisa watch a lot of new stuff, or does she rewatch her own things she loves that are different?
We usually do like true crime and stuff. We recently kind of rewatched True Detective. Fuck that! I forget the first two seasons of that were really good. Second season was really weird. It was good, but like. It's like, okay, fucking rich people are weird sex freaks. What a shock.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. But the one with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, they're just so good on screen together. It's like fucking Deadpool, man. It's Logan and Wolverine.
Did you watch the newest one with up north, up in Alaska with the
I liked it until they ended it kind of just ambiguous. I was like,
but don't they all kind of end a little? I was bummed too.
A little bit, but like that one, it was just kind of like, it was like you get some answers on the other ones. They don't exactly like lay it out for you, but you get bits and pieces. And I was like, I really thought, I was like, there's one more episode, right? And it's like, nope.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really what I felt like. Okay, they're going to wrap this up next episode. Good stuff. A few things. That's it. But nothing. I was like, because otherwise I did actually really like it. And like one of those things I kind of want to watch again was maybe I missed some shit. You know,
I
drink a lot.
No, the whole point of that, like, because I think they kind of like season 1 was so good. They forgot. They didn't even know what people liked about it. And that's why season 2 is so weird, because they're like, oh, we have the magic potion. And then they chose the wrong recipe for season 2. And then season 3 is a little bit better. And then season 4, they're like, oh, I think it's the mystery they like. And so season 4 is all just like, I don't know, you figure it out. It's like, well, no, that's not really a mystery.
I don't know. And we gotta, and in case that motherfucker's listening, we gotta harp on Jeremy to get him here a little bit, because it's honestly, I didn't realize it. I mean, I literally, for those of who either ever listen or don't listen, there was an episode where I literally left the thing crying because I was mad because Jeremy made me cry just like when we were kids.
I helped with that. I thought about that big time. I don't know why my ears must have been bleeding, because like
I don't know why it came rushing back to me, that episode. Yeah, it was an episode where, like, it's a commentary. If you guys see the not-mentary, it's that episode because...
Is that the episode?
It was, yeah, it was supposed to be a commentary episode. And then Jeremy was harping on it. And I like the show way more than Jeremy, but I just decided to jump on the bandwagon and just, like...
Now you've piled on, and I was like...
And pile on, and Justin's just like, I forget, was the editor on that show too? No, but yeah. So anyway, sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, like
I think it was right around when we had the editor on. It might have even been like we were recording a bunch, and I was tired, and I was like, I got super buttered about it. But honestly, like I am not as excited. I mean, of course I'm excited. I'm just excited to talk to you. I'm excited to talk about Wheel of Time, whatever, like you know. But I'm not as excited without like I get more hyped when he's mad. Just because, like, I mean, you know me, bro. I'm like, well, I'm going to go the other way. Like, not always, but certain times and certain people, I'll be like, sky's blue. Fuck you. Purple, bitch. Suck it. Just to be difficult.
Yeah.
That's why I was not the best child. I wasn't the worst child, but, you know, there are times when I could be difficult. Just, like, I was too scared of my parents to be difficult to them. But, you know, it's just stuff like that. I miss him for that because I was just like, I will formulate an argument in my head, even if I don't believe it, just to fucking, you know, banter with him. And so I really hope that he can kind of come back around and just have fun with it. I think he's afraid of making me cry again. So.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to know, if you guys want to know the episode where it all changed.
It literally like went bad from there, like went south. And Jeremy started getting pissy. I think he feels bad because Jeremy is a very nice person. But he's probably one of the nicer people in my family. He actually has a conscience and he's like, he will think about shit and he'll be like, man, that wasn't cool. But he won't really come. He'll be like, I'm sorry, but like, he'll agonize about it. I will too. But like, I will never say anything. I'll be like, whatever.
Well, it's just when you realize you're not all on the same team, you know, it's like when you're at a brunch and you start complaining about the president and you realize, oh fuck, we're not all Democrats here.
I like you, bro.
I love you. I'm sorry. I went on a little, you know, and that was
open mouth, insert foot.
Because Jeremy was like, well, everyone knows this show sucks. So let's just talk about how much this show sucks. And then I was like, I don't think the show sucks, but it's got some problems. So let's talk about how much the show sucks. And Justin was just like, it was after a long week, after a long day, after a long. So you were like, you're
dependent. I think I had to fire someone that day.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, I think I had to fire somebody that way. And like, you know, I even if they deserve it, I don't love that. I
was like, so anyway. Funnily enough, it's called. It's actually got a good title too. Season 2, episode 47, A Taste of Solitude, 201, Notmentary. It's a short episode because I cut it down to not just make it all hate. But actually, I don't just want to harp on Jeremy. I want to harp on all of our listeners out here. Come on here. Like, this is like, I think some people like it when we talk about the books, but our show, like, if you look at our numbers, our show really picks up during the season. And I want to like help really promote that. It's been a long time since we've had a show. We're going to do a big rewatch here in the next month. Please come on, tell us what you like, what you didn't like about season 1, season 2. And then, you know, we're going to get super prepped for season 3. I don't know how. I know we've talked about maybe doing a live watch. We definitely can't do that the first week because we can't.
I mean, I feel like, well, I mean, if we just, yeah, that's what we can do. But like, maybe after that.
Maybe the commentary will be
something. Live. I would love to get Jeremy's real-time reactions if we.
Oh, especially when I can't edit it down. I can't cut it up and make it sound good later. It's just all that.
He'll have so many great, like, oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, Jiminy Christmas. Rafe. He'll drop an S-bomb and be like, oh, dang it.
I'm trying to think of some good Wheel of Time.
He'll be like, this is shit. Yeah. I mean, poop. Blood and ashes.
Stupid. Blood and ashes. Corpse and farts. But yeah, so yeah, it would be, I just, you know, send in your emails if you want. I want to get so we're going to do this episode where Jess and I just finally reuniting after a couple weeks. Next week, we're going to do the first half of the fan edit for season 1. And then we'll do the second half of the fan edit for season one. And then
how are we going to do that?
I think we're just going to have to play it by ear. Like, you know, I mean, I'm going to basically shoot for exactly halfway, but you know, it'll probably,
like, are we just going to get on and record and watch? Or are we going to like,
oh no, no, we'll pre-watch it. We'll pre-watch it. Yeah. And then it'll be like halfway ish. You know, where we stop on the first episode and where we start on the second episode will be a little blurred, but that's fine. And then we'll hopefully get the editor on for the season two. And I'll have the link in there. It's Fire Merc, Wote Fan Edit, or you can go to YouTube, Wote Fan Edit. The links will be in our show notes, and I'll be linking them. I'll be sending out social media posts a lot. But yeah, we'll get the editor on for season two, maybe both episodes, definitely one of them. So you can come on and ask him direct questions. And then after that, then we'll have one episode between the rewatch and season three. And I just want to make it the prediction episode. I just want to get all of our bad ideas on.
Yeah, because at that point you'll have all of your, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because at that point you'll probably have all your trailers out, all your kind of leaked, you know, stills and whatnot. So, and you're going to be able to have videos from people like John or Lauren on, you know, Unraveling the Pattern that will, you know, can inform. And those guys always have some fun theories too. So,
and then after season three, we'll do a commentary of our, we'll do a podcast within a podcast within a podcast when we listen to our.
We need to make sure that our predictions are at least a little structured.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess Jeremy can do that episode because he'd be like, it's going to suck. And you're going to ask a question, it's going to suck. So like, he will be right and wrong probably.
Jeremy's prediction will just be like, whatever we say, that's not going to happen. That's
no, it's, if he doesn't come back on, we're just going to turn this podcast into Thank the Light.
Fuck you, parentheses.
Jeremy sucks. This, I think we have to bully him until he comes back on to defend himself.
Jeremy, I like to hear him. You know, I just like to hear him pee.
Jeremy Gaines at 1234 Highland Street. So we can't record anymore because Justin just spit all over his laptop.
No. I'm a better drunk. Oh, I spit it on my hand. I licked it off. Everyone just fucking calm down. All right.
Oh,
my shirt. It's not a problem. It's a clean shirt. So cologne's for. I still wear it to work. It's fine. I'm respected elder. My nickname is Pops. It's fine.
Because you're what? How much older are you than everyone? Like 6 years, or are you like 20 years older than everybody?
Oh, yes.
Oh, everybody. All of that.
I have one coworker. Her name's Tabitha. Also a huge Raider fan. She's like a month younger or older than me. I think she's her birthday's coming up, actually. I think she's like a month or so older than me. But we're definitely the oldest at 40. I'll be 47, so she'll be 47 too. She's fucking cool, though. The gem's like, my wife, she's so buying me pineapple shirts.
Who's been buying you pineapple shirts?
Jeremy said that.
Oh, Jeremy my
wife.
Said that.
My what?
Oh, I thought that was from you. I was like, that was a you text, because that was like nonsense. Like, he has been.
I texted it, but we had him on an episode. I was telling one of my stories, and he was like, pineapples? That's when you're stuff. He's like, my wife just buys me pineapple shirts all the time. I didn't understand. Now I get it. Like, Jeremy, that's why we need you, man. That's genius. That is Nate Bargatze, clean and funny comedy right there. But also, while we're on the subject, sort of, Lisa and I were talking about this last night. Ask 100 couples how many times they've been approached by another person for like, hey, what's good? You guys want to? Yeah?
Yeah.
And I bet I'm going to say 88% big fat goose egg.
Nothing.
I can count four times, and we've like been together, and they're like, hey, you guys seem cool. What's good?
It's so... Like
the one time it happened twice within like an hour at the Ruby River, the guy with the pineapple and then the couple before them. It was just like, what's happening right now?
It's, I mean, the only thing I can imagine is that because, you know, and I no shade or anything, just sometimes, especially when Lisa's having fun, she can be touchy. She can be touchy feely with you. So people are probably like, well, why would she be PDAing so hard if she didn't want, you know, some attention for this or whatever. Like, that's the only thing. Like,
it's definitely not because I'm such a fucking Adonis. It's because she's fucking hot as fuck.
And she's
people, perfect, but I married out.
And some, yeah. like there's good looking people, there's attractive people, there's gorgeous people, and there's sexy people. Sorry to say this about your wife, but Lisa is sexy.
Yeah, that doesn't make me mad.
So now I have been approached, and I didn't realize it because I was so fucked up on acid that I didn't realize how hard this couple was pushing to get me in a threesome. I just could not take a hint. And it wasn't until the next day at work when the guy who threw the party, I was like, that was really weird. Like, what were they up to? He's like, they were both, and she was hot. Like, I was super into her, but she obviously also had a boyfriend. So I was like, lady, you got to chill. And it's like, whoops.
Dude, at the one, I was just, and it's funny. That was kind of how I was about the people. The one, and I was like, why is everyone like asking us to hang out? And Lisa's like, dude, like we're hanging out in our underwear at the jacuzzi. And I'm like, I didn't have shorts.
Yeah.
It's not most a people statement. It's not a statement. It's just necessity.
Most people would skip the jacuzzi that night.
Bro, I don't live that way. That's,
no, you don't.
That's what lames do.
It doesn't help that for whatever reason, square. Justin, when Justin doesn't have an apparatus on him, he doesn't cut into an apple. He cuts a bong out of a pineapple. So he's usually just sitting in a hot tub, just sucking on a huge pineapple. But I don't know
what people. I thought you were going to share a snippet that was true. That is not true, sir. Incorrect. I am not good at improvising bongs. That is Jason Carpenter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Gary's funky ass. Gary'd be like, I made a bong out of a carrot.
I got good at drilling glass. That was my claim to fame. Like, I got to the point.
What did my son and his friend Ebo, they like got a glass drill. I was like, what are you guys doing? They stole my drill.
Yeah. It takes a long time. You got to be patient. And you need two people. You need a lube man. You got to have a lube.
Yeah,
man.
Let me clear that up. Connor was the one who helped Evo because he was the one that was patient, and Evo was his friend that was like, I'm going to make a bong out of a Hennessy bottle. Great. My kid from Bulgaria. Super gangster.
You just hit it with a hammer real careful, right?
Just real careful. That's it. Just fine. Yeah, it's easy. Just get a Gatorade bottle. Ask James.
See, and it's perfect. See, what you do, guys, here's a little hot tip. So you get yourself a plastic bottle, and you get a metal stem, and you get it really fucking hot, so that way when you just push the metal
James, that way that's my
not like, it's only is not only it'll help you make the hole, it then melts the plastic around and creates a seal. Pro tip.
You get extra cancer. Super dude. We should have James on because he's a Wheel of Time guy.
Yeah,
and he was like, if we could get him on, and then Mr. Fucking I Don't Do Technology, I think that guy lives in a fucking grass house nowadays. He's like, yeah, you know, we have power from the bike that I hooked to the alternator. He's crazy like that, dude. He's like, do you know James like went, he got like almost hippie. Like it, James like salt of the earth, that motherfucker. Still has a shaved head, but just giant fucking mutton chops.
That makes sense. He's a little bit of a prepper. Like he might not be a prepper, but he's the kind of guy that would like to be just on the edge of the grid enough that he could.
Do you remember his mom's house? We helped him clean it out.
You did.
Was that just me?
That was just you. You and him did a lot. I forget how much you guys hung out. Like every once in a while,
me and James actually got to be like pretty close.
You guys were homies. Like
we were buddies.
Yeah.
I remember. I'll never forget. Brandon was like, "Why do you let him talk like to you like that in your house?" I'm like, "It's Jigga."
It's totally.
I mean, I'm sure if you really tried to threaten him, he'd stab you. But it's James.
It's James.
It's like my little brother. For me. It's pretty harmless. We're good.
We like that.
Yeah, we like that. It's one of the reasons why we like Jake.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon was definitely like, don't diss me, dude. Don't diss me. It's like, it's all right.
So what I'm wearing, I rap, bro. Don't diss me, bro. I got a like Filipino girlfriend with baby mama, whatever, bro. She's half black.
I remember the first time I met him, how surprised he was that our party didn't turn into a freestyle fest. Like he was like, "What kind of party is like?" I'm like, a normal party? I don't know.
We're just playing video games, bro. Like, no, I don't know, man. Like, it's pretty chill.
I'll destroy your friend at a bong contest, but I'm not gonna freestyle about it.
I tell that story all the time, though. I tell that story. I was like, I used to love my homeboy Desmond. Like, I would win money. I would win weed off of people and money up. I would like sell them a 20 sack and win it back for Desmond to smoke because they're like, whatever, no way. And then there's, I'm dying. Well, get the fuck out of my house.
The best would be to, the best would be to, is that like after the competition was done, like the person I destroyed would be like, I'm not smoking for a week. And Jessen would just pack me another one. And I enjoyed
smoking.
I just do it again. Yeah.
So I fucking love my job so much. People go, I have a high tolerance. I'm just like,
challenge accepted. How much money you got? You got enough money for this? Buy it. Smoke it all and tell me you're not high enough. And they'll come back and be like, what you do to me, bro? I'll be like, drink this fucking. Dude, I've gotten into the drinks, bro. I was like pouring a shot of like 15 milligrams and 15 milligram and a little 7-Up with the whiskey.
Oh,
dude, that, I'm an air dicker. Damn it.
Oh, you just froze. Oh, there you go.
Did you see, have you seen Ricky Stenicki?
No, I've been seeing it on.
It's actually, dude, first of all, I'm going to say it. John Cena, better than Rock. John Cena can act, dude. John Cena can act. Plus, he's like a good ass dude. But that guy in that movie, he's so good, dude. He goes from like, he does one of these things where he's like shaky drunk and then he's like, the circumference, blah, 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 and he's just like, gets all fucking like money, dude. Like, oh, like straight Leslie Knope when she's like on the cold medicine and shit. Like that.
Oh, yes. Fucking Mike.
The former, blah, blah, blah. I know you know what episode I'm talking about of Parks and Rec, too. No. She just like completely out of it. And then she just lays out her speech and she's like, what happened? Where are we? Like, that money, dude.
So, Ben, that's when Ben is like, it was like, it's like Michael Jordan in the flu game.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, yeah. And it's like, he's this like down and out, like Atlantic City performer. And they need the premise is these three guys who are friends, they were like doing a prank, like going to light some dog shit on fire. And they end up lighting the dude's house on fire and bringing it down. So they're like, oh, my clothes are here. And so they wrote this name, Ricky Stenicki, in like the collar of the shirt. And so they're like, oh, they got away with it. So he was their imaginary friend that they blamed everything on. And even when they were married, you know, would be like, oh, we gotta go to this concert. We're like, oh, Ricky's got cancer, bro. Like that. And then they're like, they're like, we need to meet this Ricky Stenicki. And then they hire John Cena to be him. And it's so, I won't ruin it, but it's actually really good movie, dude. It's really good.
See, I think I kept thinking it was a show. And I was just like, I can't.
No, it's really,
your fucking show.
It's actually a really good movie, dude. Like, it's like kind of heartwarming at the end even. And you're like, dude, damn, that's cool.
We're going to watch that soon. But before we watch that, hey, everyone out there, if you want us to talk about Wheel of Time work, then get on here and give us
I know we should talk about it. Okay.
Yeah. So, what do you got? Well, I got nothing for season 3 except for it's coming and I'm excited. That's what I got.
Okay. You know what? Like, honestly, I've been so busy and then like just getting settled in a new house, job. People have left. I'm not getting promoted, but I'm like getting more hours and, you know, I'm a little bit. So hopefully I can get some more money soon, but just been busy, you know, and also, you know, life was actually pretty calm. So let's get a puppy. I didn't say I was smart, Esmond.
At least you didn't have a baby. That's all I can say.
Here's the thing. Lisa's been so money about like, you know, like she always looks at dogs, right? Always. And like, she'll be like, oh, look at this dog. There's only been a couple of times when she's like, can you just look at this dog and read the story and maybe we can talk about it? Like, literally, she's not pushy in any way. She's like, can we talk about it? That's how we got Thor. She was like, I woke up and she was crying and she was like, can you just read the story? And he was probably 6 hours from getting put down when we actually took possession of him. And you know what? He's a fucking asshole, but he's my asshole and I love him to death. He's having such a hard time with this puppy. We can't have him around her. When we do, he's got a muzzle on. Like, he's getting there, but it took him a year to get used to Winston, and he bit him, so he has no teeth. Winston has no bottom teeth because of Thor, because he bit him when he's a baby. Just a quick one, just like get out of my face, like most dogs would do.
Yeah,
but he's a pit, you know. He's a 90 pound pit, so we have to be extra careful with him. So that's a ton. So you know, I do as much as I can when I'm home, but Lisa's fucking exhausted because she won't shit outside or pee outside. Because she was kept in a kitchen. So she just goes to the kitchen every time. But like she's getting better because Winston is like the best big brother. He's so good. Oh. But you know,
so do you think
we have gates and stuff. Yeah. Gates and kennels for now. Winston and her are pretty much together 24/7.
Oh,
unless he needs a break. He's never slept for more than 15 minutes and now he'll be like, just out, dude. He sleeps on my legs so hard he pushes down. But, you know, so we decided to get a puppy. And, dude, Lisa was just like, hey, you know what? Can you just read the story? Maybe we can go see him. And I'm like, oh, you know, if we go, we're getting one.
Yeah.
And our whole thing was like, Thor's afraid of girl dogs. Got to get a boy dog. Got to get a boy dog. Showed up. There was three girl dogs, two girl dogs. One was spoken for. The other one was just bossing everybody the fuck around. I'm like, this ain't going to work. She's just like, she was too much, man. She was a runt and she was gorgeous, but too much. And oh, to mention, we have no idea what these dogs are. They're decent sized. Mom was found tied to a tree. Guy rescued her. It's like, she's not feeling good. Took her to the vet because he took her to the vet. Had her checked out. Like, she seems good. Oh, she seems like she's not feeling good. Oh, she drops 9 puppies. He's like, I'm disabled. I cannot take care of 9 puppies. So Lisa's like, they need homes. I'm like, okay. We're like, we don't want a white one and we don't want a girl. What the fuck did we get? But it was me, dude. It was me. I mean, it wasn't me. It was both of us. We checked them all out. They're just going crazy. She's sitting off to the side the whole time. Just kind of chilling. She comes up a couple times. She backs off. Finally, all of the dogs come to me and she goes to Lisa and she sits down staring up at her. And I go pick her up. She's the only dog that didn't bite her. Kissed her. Gave her some love. Aww. Then the other puppies went to her. I picked her up. Gave her a little kiss. Cuddled. Set her down. And then she went to like the raised dog bed and went. And I went, that one right there. Yeah. Look at Lisa. That one. She's like, she just, boom. She's calm. She stole my heart, man. And she is a fucking awesome dog. She learned how to sit in 5 minutes.
Oh.
I'm not shitting you, dude. I'm not exaggerating. I'm like, sit. She learned, boom, 5 minutes. She's really good at the kennel. Like, she's kennel trained already. Like, she'll cry a little bit sometimes, but she'll stay in the kennel for 4 hours. No problem. Except she likes her naps. She's super cuddly. She's trying so hard with Thor. Well, a couple times she's got out. She's, wiggle, 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 lay down. Submit, like, she's just like, be my friend, please. So, like I said, Lisa, when she's like, comes, is like, I'm feeling this one, and like, man, been right on, dude, every time. So, I couldn't ignore it. So, it's a lot, but I'm glad we did it. Long story short,
yeah,
Wolf Brother, dude, can't turn down the puppies, man. Needed a home.
Well, and not to be morbid, but Thor and Winston, 3-4 years tops.
Oh, I mean, Thor's 12,
yeah,
so. You know, and Winston's, he's going to be 5 this year. So, you know.
Oh, I didn't really.
That's why Lisa was kind of like made the point. She's like, he needs a friend, dude, who's,
yeah,
he's young to play with. And like, he's very happy. So,
yeah,
it's great.
Very cool.
So, mostly, bro, like, I am excited for season 3, but I've been so busy is the whole fucking ADHD. Thanks for the 30. Thanks for the life story, dude. But I haven't even really, like, I was like, God damn, you know, it's coming out in like a fucking month, you know? And I also looked up TOC6 is coming out in like a month too. So, all right. The cooking thing with Guy Fieri.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I know you know it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm
man.
Brackets this year. I'm doing brackets.
Nice. I'll get down on that with you. We can do one here.
Make brackets.
Mostly I was just watching a couple videos and I don't know. Did you look at the still shots that came out? Like I said, I really need Jeremy to get overly hyped because I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, no. I'm like, my half Jeremy possessed me with his fucking shit. Cause I'm like, no, it's going to be stupid. Cause I get super hyped. And I'm like, no,
even if it's not stupid, it's probably not going to be what you think. Like it, like,
right.
And it's like, yeah, Rafe will go some other direction with it, even if
but truly going through it, you know, like one of the things Lauren brought up from Unraveling the Pattern, it's like I want to see some more Pot and Fane. I want to see maybe some story like, you know, did Uno actually get stabbed by Pot and Fane? Was it just Loial? If so, why did Loial live? Is that something we're gonna get explained or we're just supposed to forget about? I hope that happens. Other than that, like what's Matt's story gonna do? I'm excited because I hope they can kind of fix it in a way that it works. I've seen him one of the pictures is him with Nynaeve looking finally like the dapper gentleman that he should be, wearing some nicer clothes than that shit green robe that he has for the first 2 seasons and 2 different actors. I wonder if the green robe still smelled of Barney. But also, I'm fairly excited about the images. I'm hoping you can still hear me. Is the first one is like Swan is channeling and having a really mad ass look on her face. I'm thinking that this is probably really close. She looks like she still has the same clothes on as right after the last time we see her in season 2, after Lanfear kind of flicks her away with the one power and escapes with Rand. So I'm wondering if you know, maybe some sisters, either black sisters or people who don't want the dragon, that are, you know, just confused, kind of come at her because she looks like she's wearing the same clothes, but that's also kind of her regalia. So who knows? Do you know what I'm talking about in the stills?
Kind of like we went through it, because there hasn't been a new trailer since you and I went through that first one on.
Yeah, they came out with like 10 still images. You should see if you can. I don't know if you try to look them up, but the first one is like Suan is kind of channeling. Like I said, I'm thinking that this happens kind of right after you know, Rand's little escape from the White Tower at the end of last season with Lanfear.
Is this on a YouTube channel or is this on a website?
If you want to, okay, take it out. I have to pee and I'm going to get a shot and look up Unraveling the Pattern and just kind of scan through the stills. You don't have to listen to what he says, but just there's some stills. I think I have most of them, at least the ones I gave a shit about. I think I might have.
Because I know we went through on super slow-mo. I don't think we missed much.
No, these are different. This isn't the trailer.
Oh, okay.
These are just like 10 still shots or something like that. Just like scan through them a little bit. I think he's got bookmarks. Look at them real quick. I'm going to pee. There's like one with Elida and Morghese. There's one with Avienda and Elaine. There's one with all the boys together. So just look at them real quick. I'll be right back. See what I'm seeing? See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one, like I said, is Swan channeling. I'm thinking this is probably right after the shit that happened at the tower, or pretty close after, because I'm thinking they're going to have to get fucking right into it. Have you seen if there's a time lapse between seasons yet, or if they're like right into it? Because it seems like for Rand, there's a time lapse a little bit, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that first image is like, well, no, because there... I was going to say maybe that he's gone for 6 months training with Lan, but Lan...
Maybe they're showing what's happening while he was gone. Yeah.
What happened... I know I've asked this before. I'll ask it again. What happens at the end of season two? Do they walk out? Do they all walk into the sunset together, or do they show them going their separate ways?
Honestly, I think they're all just kind of right there.
They're just on the tower.
Watch it again. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're just on the tower. And then, you know, Massima's looking up at him like he's all horny for him.
Because here's the problem. If you know you're going to get 8 seasons, you don't need a massive time jump. If you're panicked that if you don't do something fucking cool, you're not going to get a season 4, then you might need a time jump.
And that's why Desmond makes the big bucks, everybody, because I would have never thought of something like that. But that makes total fucking sense. You know, I mean, for me, the layman, I would have just thought, they've got a lot of material to cover. So, of course, they're going to jump around at the time, but it's like, how much of a time jump, too? How panicked are we?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody says this shit is like, you know, I don't know, like very popular. So,
yeah, that's what I want to know. Everyone out there, as much as Justin and I shit on this, like, you look around on the internet and it's like the very popular Wheel of Time is coming. Like, I don't know if the American Amazon Prime is just doing a really shitty job advertising it, or if they're
well, I mean, that's kind of been acknowledged that they haven't promoted it very well, and that they acted like they were going to promote this season better, but one teaser trailer and 10 stills. I mean, come on, man, you guys are lucky that you have such a good fucking community that promotes you so much.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of like Jeremy said about our other cousin that watches the show, Lindsay, is like, she's like, oh, I love it, because she never read the books. The people who didn't read the books seem to love it. I kind of wish I could just separate those parts of my brain, because I want to, I would like to experience it not knowing it, because it just, you and I are TV people, right? Mm-hmm. And we like shows, we like epic stuff. We like, you know, Lord of the Rings and, you know, Game of Thrones, all that kind of shit. I read a lot, you know, I know you don't, but I love to read. Or nowadays I'm too ADHD. I have to listen, but if I can ever get a quiet place, if I can ever get a solo to read in.
A good thing. Yeah. I don't think it's your ADHD. I think it's your,
it's just more about life, you know, but, I'm a fan of things being done well like that. And my bigger problems with the show is not the fucking problems that they've kind of fucked up with the story that I don't like. It's kind of more of like, I don't think it's that good of a show. You know, that's my biggest problem. It's like, there are so many things like, and it's not, it, give me an A or give me an F, right? It's a solid C plus. It's a solid C plus. Maybe we can bump it up to a B or B minus or a B.
Some efforts. Well, it's a C average. There's a
right, exactly.
Episode, there's a few A episodes. But yeah, the average is, I mean, and that's another reason too, why I think,
well, but do I feel that way? Cause I want it to be something that it may never be, you know? Cause like, I feel like Jeremy just like cut his losses. He's like, it's never going to be what I want. Of course it's not going to be what you want. It's not a book, you know, or a graphic novel. They're going to do the best they can. And I've been re-listening to some Game of Thrones and I'm noticing like, oh fuck, I forget that this happened in the book because he didn't finish the last book. My headcanon is all the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, that's the fucking story because you haven't finished the real story.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I hate myself for that. I'm really glad to be re-listening it because it's really well, it's really well written. It's really good. Even though Robert Jordan is not Robert Jordan, fucking George Martin is fucking pervert. Fuck. But
yeah. Well, and that's where like, it hit me really hard today. I was like, how can Sony have the rights to this huge property that obviously has the built-in audience and not make a game almost immediately? Like, how is that not part of maximizing this?
Game of Thrones had like 3 games, dude. And it like, this has magic.
Yeah.
And like monsters, this has magic and monsters. Like Game of Thrones has monsters at, you know, like it, to a certain extent, they're more showing you that man is the monster. Right. But,
I mean, take a Lord of the Rings game and put a fucking Wheel of Time skin on it. Like, just get
just
it
a fuck your out of Wheel of Time game. It was a good game with bad mechanics. It was a really good game with bad mechanics is all I've ever heard of it. And everything I've ever seen, the story is great and everything is great about it, except, you know, the graphics and the gameplay, you know, pretty much everything but the story. So,
and also too, like, and this is not all Amazon's fault, but there was a better way to figure it out. The whole COVID writer strike thing. Like, I think people would accept a so-so show that, like, if we were on book 6 and the story was going, people would be like, well, this is fucking weird, but let's see where it goes. But since it's right, like, that's so much time to wait, like, you know, and again, I understand that, like, you want to do the 8 episode season, but when the
it's time for bed.
Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker. Apparently, Lex is not a fan.
Oh my god, that's amazing. It's time for bed. Your mom called. She said, "Take a nap."
Dad, you're drunk. Go to bus as a drunk. You need to go to bed. Hey, fuck you, Lex. How about that?
Yeah, and so now it's
talking about derailing a thought.
Yeah, totally. Go to bed. Wow.
I'm so sorry. Oh, Jeremy's here. Great.
Oh my god. Anyways, it's all been said. You know where we're at, people. But if you're listening to this, you're obviously along for the ride, and we want to take this ride with you. Please come take this ride with us. Good, bad, or ugly. I think it's going to be an interesting season. And, you know, if it all goes well and they immediately plan a season 4, even better. If they don't, then we can just sit here and fan write our own show and make it happen.
Jeremy would probably love that shit.
Mm. Oh, I just, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. If this show fails, Wheel of Time will be poison for 20 years. We will not get, even if this show sucks, if they finish it, they will reboot it, try again, open a new world, whatever. If this show dies after 3 seasons for all the wrong reasons, producers will consider the Wheel of Time box office poison and never touch it.
I agree. I mean, that's not really bad.
So unfair. It's so unfair.
Because it's a good story. Yeah. But yeah, so like I said, the biggest thing to be hybrid is just like, you got those 10 stills. You see Rand, Matt pairing together. That looks pretty cool. I'm sure that won't last very long, right?
there's the one kind of shot of Rand, you know, with the bubble of evil. I'm guessing that will probably happen right after whatever this still is. Oh, we're all together. Shit's going to go badly. I was looking at Lauren's video. He was pointing out that there is another human in the room with Rand when that like bubble of evil of him coming out of the mirrors is happening. Probably Lanfear. I'm guessing they're going to attach the bubble of evil to like the Forsaken specifically, because they're like, think of carbonation attaching to a dog hair in your drink in the pattern. And, you know, yeah. Rand is the dog hair, right? And it goes boop and boom, and then it explodes. So, but that I'm guessing, so it's easier for, you know, screen, you know, to just look at and figure out that it's going to have this, oh, it's Lanfear or whatever. And then she'll either, yes, that will happen because the Forsaken did this, or there'll be an exposition dump about bubbles of evil. You know, and I'm just wondering how they're going to like work Matt into the story. You know, he does have that other shot where he's got a thing on his neck. You know, are we going to get some version of the snakes and foxes? I'm not feeling good about it, but maybe. I really hope they do it. But okay, I'd rather them not do it than have them bastardize it.
Yeah.
Because you haven't got to that yet, have you?
I don't know.
Okay. Because we went over it on the show, but I don't think you've actually got to it in the book.
Yeah.
And that is something that like, you know, because you're not as into it as much as I am, you may never really like come to appreciate that. But that is some of the best stuff in the book when he goes there and comes out. It's just, when him and Grant go to Rhaedain than the tear part, when they go to Rhaedain. So the fact that he's not going to be in the waste with them makes me be like, fuck. but there is another redstone doorway in tier, or not tier, god damn it, Tenchigo getting a little drunk. So I'm hoping maybe they'll connect them somehow, you know, because there's one in Rhaedain and Tenchigo. Maybe something like that will happen. That'd be cool, but you know, come on, Rafe. We see Avi and Elaine, and I have heard that Rafe is going to lean more towards polyamory as opposed to polygamy. Okay. As far as like Rand's harem, Min, Elaine, and Min, Elaine, and Avienda. Sorry, Jesus. You see her and Elaine and Avienda kind of looking kind of dressed up and saucy and having a drink. So, you know, everybody wants that to happen.
Yeah, they do.
Little lady on lady action. ever opposed to that? They said you get a good picture of Morghese and Elida, which I was okay. That got me pretty hyped because Shora I can't say her name. Agadushu. Do you know how to say her name?
No.
She's been a ton of stuff. She's been in a ton of stuff. She's a really great actor, and she's good at playing very duplicitous characters and also very like fucking like slightly crazy evil characters. And so to see her in all her regalia next to Queen Morghese is pretty cool. Unfortunately, some of the best stuff about the show is just seeing some of the characters come to life and not necessarily what they're doing. God damn it. Jeremy, I need you to keep me positive, brother. Please. And you know
without,
what I know
without we're... evil there is no good.
Yeah, bro. I mean, come on, dark side, light side, let's fucking go. You see a picture of Lanfear, you get to see Nynaeve, Elaine, and Egwene, and they're like looking like they're full Aes Sedai. Did you see that one?
Which one?
So there's a picture of them on the
red
horses.
And white. Okay, I see. Yep, I see the horses.
I was thinking that when I first saw that it could be them going to hunt the Black Aja, but they wouldn't be decked out like full. Like Nynaeve's wearing yellow. Egwene looks like she's the Emerald Sea. Like she's kind of dressed like Swan Sanche. And then Elaine is very green, very green. So I'm guessing that, and this, they're full Aes Sedai. I'm wondering, I think we're going to get either Egwene, definitely Egwene's, I think, and maybe part of Elaine's like accepted tests, which I'm guessing this is probably part of that maybe, which would be also cool. But I don't just want a bunch of segmented scenes from the book. Just make it make sense. You know what I mean? I don't care if you change shit. Just make it good. I'm okay with it. But I think we're going to get a lot of stuff from this year. You know, you see cool pictures of Perrin. His hair's long and... yeah, man, I am pretty excited. I'm just busy and haven't got a chance to really be like, holy shit yet. But I kind of was when I was watching all this stuff.
Nice. So I'm going to, I apologize here. I might get really loud for a second. I want to see, is that really, really painfully loud, unnecessarily loud? Or is that kind of the same? Is that kind of the same?
No, it's louder. It's louder, but it's not like bad. It's not painfully loud.
I think I just found out my problem because
one of my levels was so low that when my other level had to compensate, it got a little crazy.
Sweet.
So hopefully
I'm recording in a room that gets down to like 22 degrees a lot. So well, it's warm right now. I have my little fireplace, you know, banging over there, but
I just put a heater in here because when I plug a heat, I only have one outlet running all of this, and people, I have like a full studio, gaming setup, movie theater, fans, everything. So when I plug the heater in,
electronics to get cold. It's actually cold than hot. Better cold.
Exactly.
Than hot.
Exactly. So I found an outlet in the crawl space. So I plugged an extension cord in the crawl space.
So you don't pop any breakers.
And shoved it through a hole in my wall and plugged the heater into there.
Son of a bitch.
We're on the hot side of the tunnel, but we're also on the cold side of the tunnel. Like, we don't have the bay to keep us regulated. So it gets 110 and it gets 32.
That's kind of like Sacramento. Like, honestly, the whole valley is kind of like that. It's like, oh, sweet. Yeah. Fog for 3 days. Great.
Oh, you get fog? Oh, Sacramento. I thought you.
No, we get fog out here for sure. Yeah.
Where do you get? I guess you're close to the river, aren't you?
We live in the valley too, so it's much more foggy out here. But then you go up to the South Hill and it's like almost in the clouds. So it's like snowing all the time when it's cold.
So funny. I always think I know Spokane well, but I've been to Spokane a lot, but I've only been to like four places.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of pissed that I haven't let it dig myself out yet. I'm sure I'm going to eat those fucking words, but the first like 2 months of winter, it was fucking like Seattle over here. I'm just like, I'm going to kill myself. It's raining every goddamn day. People are like, no, it's clear and sunny all the time, or it's snowing. And I'm just like, it rained for like fucking 13 days. And I'm like, I can't, dude. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. But then, no, it's been sunny and clear for the last 15 days, but I don't think it's got over like 28 degrees. So
Jesus.
Go out in the morning. Well, a lot of times I'm pretty tough. I'll just throw my robe on and go out barefooted, even though it's cold. I went out the other day and my fucking feet stuck to my wood steps. I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw these rubber boots on real quick so I don't lose any more skin. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Here's a fun little story I'm going to leave you with.
All right.
I got some like lined pants that, you know, our dress code isn't like super stiff. So they're like, oh, you can't wear sweats. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to wear like snow pants. Great. Don't care. Because they're lined. It's fucking cold. Yeah. I got this pair and they have like a little clip on them on the sides. Like, it's a half moon. And we recently remodeled our store and it's like, you know, kitchen cabinets, but all the handles are like long, slender and half moons. One of my coworkers, she's behind me bending over, putting stuff in the candles, and I go to stand up with like six bottles, like basically beer bottles in my hands of cannabis drinks, and it slides in the hole of the cabinet.
Oh.
And luckily I'm pretty nimble and strong, and I just kind of like stopped, like kind of like almost in a catcher stance, and I was like, I gasped audibly, went, and I went, and then I like kind of like and unhooked myself and then stood up. And my coworker's like, what the fuck just happened? What's going on? And I go, you just almost went blind because you were going to be this close to my whole fucking ass on your face. She was like, what? And I was like, and I showed her and she was like, oh, dude, no. And I was like, just be lucky that I'm pretty nimble for my age, okay? Because it could have been, oh, we're going to go home for the day and think about what you've done. Where your phone goes.
Yeah. Did you cut, or are you able to cut that thing off that hooks? Are you able to make that happen?
I don't even know. I was so panicked. I was like,
you just threw them away.
Yeah. No, I wore them again today.
Oh, okay. Of course.
I'm not smart. I told you this at the beginning.
This guy, I have seen Justin set himself on fire 3 times in a week, twice in one day.
Once at home, twice at work.
He put a ding dong in the microwave with the foil wrapper twice.
Twice?
2 times.
What? No, come on.
Anyone want a hot ding dong?
Really?
Hot ding dong? No, that's from Arrested Development.
Oh, I was like, did I really do that? It's like, I don't think I did that. I'm like, I didn't even really drink that.
Do you want a hot ding dong? I'm gonna get a hot ding dong.
Remember we used to do hot ding dongs at Blue?
No.
Hey, I heard Ross died.
Really?
I saw something like it was like him on Facebook, like people you may know, and I clicked on it and was like, oh, I wonder what that motherfucker's up to. And someone posted, I don't know, it was the last 6 months that like we lost Ross, and it was like one of his cousins. And I messaged them like, hey, is this true or whatever? But nobody messaged me back. But
wow,
I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a surprise. Like, I'm sure that dude didn't live super healthily. I mean,
and he's probably like, I mean, you know, he was,
I guess, hell yeah, we're almost 50. He's probably getting close to 70.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's it, he went a little young, but it wasn't tragically young.
Yeah, I guess that's,
and good. Like you and said, you had the unhealthy lifestyle and stressful. Yeah. Too. Like he wasn't the healthiest. And
yeah, if anything killed that guy, it was stress and lack of love.
Just, yeah. We love you, Ross. And we love you. We will see you next week. Same bad channel, same bad time, 8 p.m. PST right here. Bring your questions. We're going to watch the first half of the fan edit. Well, fan
season
edit.
One.
Season one. First half. So around 2 hours, 2:20, something like that. And like I said, it's gonna be a little gray where we start and stop. But 2 hours-ish of season one fan edit, and we're going to talk about it right
and
here.
Like Des said, we have PTSD, bring your ADHD, and we will talk WOT.
When the cock crows.
3 times.
LSD.
Because it is the mortal enemy of the basilisk. Shit! Wrong story. I wish we had more time, because I just want to talk for 3 minutes about how salty Harry Potter is in books 6 and 7.
All right, we got to go. Love you. Bye.
You don't have to call me Sir Professor Snape. May you always find water and shade. Peace, brother.
Love you guys.
Love you, man.
Peace favor your sword.
Yeah, that too, man. And Jeremy, fucking come on, bro.
Jeremy, Jesus died for your sin.
Jesus quit on his disciples when they didn't come to the Last Supper. I'm not religious. I'm sorry. I'm
sick. Shit. Shit. Brother owes me $12.
Dude, I saw a story Kevin Smith talking about Prince wanting to do it like a documentary with him. He's like, I originally called him to use a song. And then he's like, I called him back the next day. He's like, can I use a song? Prince is like, no.
That is the funniest story.
Kevin Smith
story.
Was like, you know which one I'm talking about? Because it was like, I thought we were homies.
Dude, that story is amazing. He'll look it up, everyone. Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith strategically does not sign an NDA at Paisley Park. That's all you need to know. He was not bound by his NDA because he, whoops, didn't sign it. So he went on Prince. Whoops.
My bad. I thought we were cool. Purple rain, motherfucker. Purple rain.
Love you, Jester.
Love you, brother.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.